That's great to be back, as always. Thanks for having me.
Another great week coming up at Star Cinema. And we should probably say from the outset that if you are planning to go to the Star Cinema, book into Chambers Bar, go down a bit early, have a bevy, have something to eat, and it really will exacerbate the whole sensory experience, as opposed to sensual experience, of going to the Star Cinema.
Yeah, Friday night opens at 5 o'clock, open till late. Dinners must be ordered by 7:30. But yeah, it's an amazing experience. We have just gotten busier and busier and busier. We take bookings for groups of four or more, otherwise just for a walk-in. And you will definitely not be disappointed. It's one of the hottest new spots in town.
Now, to complement that, of course, there's the odd movie or two. Ali and Ava. It's a new release, a drama, romance. Tell us about it, starting tonight at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, so this is, I guess what you'd say, in the vein of Mike Lee or Ken Loach, if some people know those directors, very, very gritty British drama. But this one has definitely some comedy and some romance in it. And it's basically about two people that are middle-aged. They're a little bit lost. They're both single. They're both parents. And they sort of accidentally find each other in a sort of, you know, grey British town. And they are going through their troubles, but they find solace in each other's company. And it's just a really heartfelt, real-life story about, you know, how there's hope even where there seems like there's despair. If you like your British dramas, this is right on point.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Yeah, they are good, gritty ones. And you know, unlike some of the American things you see, these, they feel real. People can relate to them.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, if nothing else, it'll help you walk away going, God, we're so lucky to live in Australia, because some of those towns are pretty grey and nasty. And, yeah, we're a lucky bunch of people in this country.
We certainly are, that's for sure. All righty, now, Cinetopia, 9 to 5. Of course, mentioned last week that 9 to 5, the stage show's been on in Melbourne. This is what it originates from, the Dolly Parton song and very funny comedy movie.
Yeah, absolutely. I watched this recently and was reminded of just how fantastic it is. Very early piece in the women power movement and done so well. And it's hilarious, obviously starring Dolly Parton, Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda. If you haven't seen it before, you definitely want to get a chance to see it. If you have seen it, seeing it on the big screen is a lot of fun and you can laugh amongst a whole bunch of other people. So that's on Tuesday the 26th.
I think you were remiss in not mentioning Dabney Coleman as well. He is, of course, the man in the middle of it, and I reckon he is fantastic in that movie.
He is fantastic. He was also in Tootsie, which was only a couple of years later, yeah. And he plays a very similar male chauvinistic character, and he does it really, really well. Some of the one-liners are just priceless.
Now, a couple of other things. Still screening, of course, Elvis. Bookings essential for Elvis. Everything went fine. Minions, The Rise of Gru. All still showing, so check out the details online. The August program is now online, starcinema.org.au. And also the Melbourne International Film Festival tickets on sale now.
Yeah, absolutely. So every August, as usual, we are a partner of MIFF and have been for many, 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 many years. So previously, we would sort of lag behind a few weeks later after the Melbourne, you know, version of MIFF, of course. Last year and this year, we are actually launching at the same time. So you get your whole MIFF experience without having to leave Greater Bendigo, and it's exactly the same time as what's on in Melbourne. A great selection of films this year. Check out all of the details on our website.
So don't be miffed and miss out, make sure you get your tickets to MIFF.
This guy, he should be in advertising.
I tell you. It's
can
a gift.
I end with a little bit of movie industry news?
Yes, please.
Clint Eastwood has decided to open a preschool. He's calling it Go Ahead, Make My Daycare Center.
Yeah. So, Martin, it's fantastic you found your calling in the movie industry. Don't give up your day job.
It's always nice to have guidance from a guru like yourself.
Hey, mate, great to chat. We'll talk again next week.
I'll check you in.